It's easy to think of prayer as telling God everything we need, a bit like a shopping list. But when Jesus taught us to pray, he taught us to put first things first. Hi, I'm Bertie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick this week off with the next message in this series called Unlocking the Power of Prayer. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus and by his power, become all that he made you to be. It's great to be with you again at the start of a new week. And this week on the program, we're continuing our look at the power of prayer. Not just some vague, every now and then kind of maybe kind of prayer, but the sort of prayer that's certain, delightful, wonderful, and powerful. Most people pray. Surveys show that time and time and time again. I believe there's a reason for that. I believe we were made to pray, created with a desire and the need somewhere deep inside to communicate with God. And if we're going to experience the power of prayer, my hunch is that we need to know how to pray. Last week on the program, we took a short look at how Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Today and over the rest of this week, I'd love to spend some more time with you unpacking that a bit further. At the end of the day, it's a decision for each one of us. Is praying something we want to do? That's up to me in my life and up to you in your life. But if we're going to pray, let's pray with power. I don't know, I can't talk about prayer without looking at how Jesus taught his disciples to pray. We don't have a record of him teaching them how to preach. Now, you'd think we would have. These disciples went on to establish the church. But we don't have that. What we have is a record of him teaching them how to pray. It makes sense. I mean, Jesus was someone who prayed with power. And he went on to teach his disciples about this special relationship that he has with his Father in heaven through prayer. Have a listen to what Jesus actually said. He said, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. Those people love to pray standing up in the synagogues and on the street corners so that everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, they've already received their full reward. But when you pray, go in your room, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, don't keep on babbling like the pagans. You know, they think they'll be heard because of all their words. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. That is really interesting, because he's saying two things there. Firstly, do it in secret. Prayer is intimate communication with God. It's personal, it's private, it's not for show, it's not to impress other people. Think about a man and a woman, a husband and a wife communicating the deep things, the important things. How do they do that? They do it in private. It's not for show. And the second thing he says is it's not about a lot of words. It's not a formula. It's not how eloquently you pray. It's got nothing to do with that. You don't have to impress God somehow. In fact, exactly the opposite. Just tell him in your own words the way you see it and what you need, because he already knows what you need. It's not about me, and it's not about me impressing someone. Prayer is not about you, and it's not about you impressing someone. You know what I think? I think sometimes we start off in prayer with this underlying thing that it's all about me. But the first thing that Jesus taught people about prayer is it's not about you. You're not in the center of the universe. And how does he teach us that? By saying, don't go out there and try and impress someone. Don't go out there about trying to impress God. It's not about impressing anybody. What a blessed release. I don't have to learn a formula. I don't have to look good or sound good or anything else good. The starting point for prayer is not about me. It's not about you. You know where the power of all this is? The very teaching of Jesus about prayer is to get the me out of the road. My ego, myself, what other people think about me, what God thinks about me. Jesus is saying, wake up. No. Can I tell you, I think that this is the most important lesson to learn about praying with power. There is power in laying the me down. There's power in laying our ego aside. Because when we do that, when we get out of the road, we usher in something new and something fresh, and something powerful and something exciting. Look at how he starts off in teaching us how to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Do you know there are two words in the New Testament for Father? One is Abba, Dad, and Jesus used that a lot towards his Father in heaven. It's close and familiar and tender, but it's not the one he uses here. He uses the word Pater, from which we derive patriarch and paternal. It's a more formal way of approaching God. My Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. What does that mean? What does it mean to hallow someone? It means to make holy, to venerate, to honour, to bow down. You know what Jesus is saying here? Prayer begins by worshipping God. It's not about me first. It's about God first. Worshipping God first. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Do you know there's an amazing thing that happens when we worship God? When we reach out from our heart and our soul and our spirit and we gaze upon him, our Father in heaven, and we honour and revere and worship him. For me, you know what happened? It got the me out of the road. I was this tough, hard-nosed businessman with an ego the size of a small planet, always trying to feed that, always trying to impress people, constantly pedaling harder and faster to be the me I thought other people wanted me to be. And when I worship God, I lose sight of myself. I don't have to do that anymore. It gets the me out of the road and I worship God, and that's an awesome thing. I experience peace and joy and security because I don't have to impress anyone, particularly not God. Worshipping God is the most selfless thing that we can do. And when we get the me out of the road, yippee, we have peace. When we lay the me down, when we die to the me and become alive to God, God our Father, we experience a joy unspeakable. I did. I used to go to God and just start with my shopping list. I don't do that anymore. I have needs and I ask God for things in prayer. But now whenever I sit down, I just sit down and grab a cup of tea and begin my day, begin my prayer by worshiping God. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. I worship you. I think through all the things God's done in the last day and the last week and in my life. And I give him thanks for that and praise and honour and glory. And that takes the focus off me and puts it where it belongs, on God. It changes us when we do that. If we think prayer is just a shopping list, we're missing out on the most powerful thing of all, getting the me out of the road. First, God wants us to behold him. To experience him. And the way that we do that is by worshipping him. I tell you, when you worship God, he takes so many cares away. He takes so many fears away. He takes so many troubles away. It's a miracle what happens when we just worship God. And instead of focusing on us, focusing on him. I just want to encourage you to listen to how Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Why did it take me so long to figure this out, I wonder?
The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.